Welcome, everyone. So welcome, everyone, to the World Session for August 10th, 2021. So sit back and relax, and you're just going to tap out whenever you feel like it, or whenever I say tap out, please go ahead. So what we're looking at today, we've had a little discussion with the group, and we're coming to the place where we want to work with the heart, okay? And someone's also said heart coherence. I think that's a really, really good word. You know, how does the heart, you know, vibrate in this harmony? How does it have coherence? Well, likely it doesn't when we have the false heart that sits on top of the heart. And when the brain tends to dominate and sends instructions to our gut brain, and then back up, and it goes through this false heart, we get a lack of coherence. So certainly we're going to run one of these Seedry programs to each of the three brains, and then run a Seedry to the three brain complex. So you can tap that out right away. Please don't forget water. We did water last week. Please go back to that session if you haven't listened to it. Water is crucial. It's 80% of you, if not more, and it is running so many different things, and you need structured water. So today, because heart came up really strongly for me as an energy, that we don't always notice what's going on in the heart, we usually notice what's going on in the false heart. And we believe that to be true, and it's not. So the heart's nature is to harmonize, and it helps the harmonization of the head and the gut brain. But if you got the false heart in between, which most of us do, then the brain will dominate, right? So you'll get the brain dictating our choices when the gut brain's supposed to make our choices. And then we get what is very, very, very popular right now are digestive issues. Not pooping, pooping too much, gas, bloating, lack of reabsorption of nutrients, microbiome issues, sugar issues, all kinds of things. So if we are not digesting, the digestive system goes wonky. We can't feed all of our cells. But then there's another little piece. What about our energy? So we have ancestral chi that we are born with. This comes as a legacy from our parents. And we inherit it. And it is a limited quantity. It is not infinite. It runs out. So it is said in Chinese medicine, that runs out, we die. So of course, we want to use it only when it's absolutely necessary. You know, in a crisis, in a difficult moment. But you can think that we often feel like the whole day is a big crisis. Oh my God, I forgot to send that email. Oh my God, I've got so much work to do. Oh my God, look at all the things I have to do in the next few days. And we're using up all of our chi. So the second chi, it comes from when you eat food, goes into your stomach, becomes chime, right? And it all gets started in that acid bath. And in that moment, worry is our natural emotion that extracts the chi from the stomach. Worry's function in your body is to extract chi from your food. And then it gets stored in your kidneys. That's the chi we want to use in a day. And only in emergencies do we want to use our ancestral chi. Okay, emergencies. We don't want to be using it all the time. So you can kind of notice when you get really tired at the end of the day, could be that you're not digesting, could be that it's an infinite number of answers to that, so I wouldn't be able to hit all of your thoughts. But if someone is in constant pain, that's going to use a heck of a lot of energy. That's going to be the nervous system constantly firing and the body to keep moving through all of this pain. So you're, that's where you need to sit and go, well, rest is going to be important. You just can't eat more. That's going to, unless you eat more and you don't gain weight, okay, that might be a good indicator. But what if you're eating and, you know, constantly vibrating with worry and anxiety and fear? That's not good either. So it's very hard to diagnose, you know, individually or as a group, what would be going on with you individually. You have to think about it. And what you want to have happen is that your gut brain makes your decisions. You always have these gut decisions. You know, when you think and think and think and think, I got to think about it first and I can't make a choice. You ever notice somebody who's missing a gallbladder has difficulty making choices? They can't make choices, can't make decisions. That's the organ that makes our decisions, catalyzes us into deciding. And the gut brain also makes our choices. So something to think about. If you got too many choices and you're thinking about them, maybe do the stop exercise. Stop exercise is a famous exercise by G.I. Gurdjieff. He used to say stop and his students had to stop. It's great. You can use it on yourself. Stop. It's a command. It's not a request. It's not something to think about. It is a clear stop. So if I start to think about too many things, like, oh my God, I got to do a video. I got to get on for the world session. I've got sessions to do. I got 60 million emails to answer. I got to send reminders. And I start to feel my breath cutting off. I just go, stop. And all of a sudden my body just goes into the vertical, because that's the horizontal mind. Goes into the vertical, I sit back, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, one thing at a time. Oh, and then the gut brain decides. The gut brain will say, you're going to lie down right now. I don't care what stands in front of you. Lay down. And I'm like, okay, I'll go lay down. Okay. We're just going to sit in your chair until the world session starts. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Okay. So much more energy arises. I just actually did that before I started. There were so many things coming in since I started at 4:30 in the morning. So, you know, I've almost done a full-on day, you know, an eight-hour day. So you get tired. You get really tired. So stop is good. And the body just sat there. And then all of a sudden, there we go. Everyone's coming online for the world session. And my energy is back. It comes right back. I was almost going to get on and say, look, guys, I don't even know if I could do it. And that stop exercise did everything for me. Just brought me back. Stop using up energy unnecessarily. So someone did mention the nervous system. So that's really, really clear that that those thinking patterns usurping the gut brains. I'm going to burp. So that burping, as you know, is rebellious chi. So that's all the excess that's in there trying to come out. So rebellious chi. I don't like that phrase, because if my chi is rebelling, I'm not even using it. It's just coming out of my body. What a waste, right? Now, I don't know if that's classic Chinese medicine, but it's certainly the way I see it in my body. And if I do a lot of burping, I feel completely drained by the end. I feel tired and exhausted. It's like I've lost my chi. So bad digestion, bad activities, not listening or not allowing or not permitting, or I don't even know what words to use, the gut brain to make my actions, make my choices, not make my actions. Just the gut brain chooses. Really consider that. Put your hands on your gut brain and let's sit in gratitude for all the decisions it makes. We don't need to do it. There's no brain activity required. The gut brain knows. Okay, bring your hand up to the heart. Really focusing on the heart brain, the neurological tissue therein. We're going to just optimize that neurological tissue's functioning. It's a particular technique in body talk. So we use an optimization formula, and it will use the cells of your heart that were the best in your life to resonate with and be able to optimize. Okay, that's making a lot of heat come up from my armpits and my chest and my heart. You don't have to experience that, by the by. Whatever you experience is fine. And then I'm just going to do one of my favorite treatments is I'm holding the two sides of my brain, but wearing the entire planet's brain, not the brain of the planet, but everybody's brain, and just allowing it to do whatever it needs to do. I just want to bliss out the nervous system a little bit. We're all stressed in some way. Nobody can tell you you're not stressed or you are stressed. We living in cities, living on this planet can be stressful. Technology is stressful. All of the wireless 3G, 5G running around. You know, people tell me all the time, I turn off my Wi-Fi, I turn off my phone. And I'm like, oh yeah, such a good idea. And I was doing it too. And my engineer husband looks at me and goes, it doesn't make any sense to turn it off. There is no sense. It is going through everything. You can say, oh, it doesn't matter that the neighbors. No, everything's got all of this Wi-Fi and, you know, 3G, 5G going through it. So there's really no avoiding it. I mean, I've talked about it before. You can use something like Organite to dispel it. I think that works a lot better than turning it off. Now, that's not to say I am disrupted if I do not turn my cell phone to airplane mode. I don't sleep as well. Of course, it's right next to your head. That doesn't mean all the other energy isn't next to your head. So it is stressful. Okay, so I'm already feeling my brain calm down here. I feel like stuff's coming off. It's only gotten to about my eyes. So we really want to get it to go right down into the cerebellum. We'll bring in some coordination of the mind. Yeah, that's working in the inner cerebellum. So, you know, all of these thought patterns, we're bringing in the disruption of even our own thought patterns and stressors from the outside stress, right? Don't forget there's a matrix going on all the time and it can impinge you. It doesn't mean you have to get all melodramatic about it, or you've got to figure out practical ways to deal with it, but it's good to be aware. You know, so if you're practical, consider it, like on my phone, I've got something called a BioZen. This is to balance the energies, the EMF fields that can be bothersome. Organite, I've got all over the house and the property. Years ago, you know, it was quite ugly looking, but I used to take speaker wire. And you have the wire open at the ends, you leave some wire out, and you wrap it three times, you make a coil with the two ends facing outside your home. So I used to have those everywhere. They were on my stereo, they were on my washer and dryer. There's so many innovative ways you could find to dispel some of the energy from you. It's a little obnoxious that those wires aim at your neighbors, but you know. That's not so nice, but that's why I prefer Organite, because you're dispelling all the energy. And you can wear an Organite on your body too, and they're not super expensive. And you know, if you're into it, you can make your own, right? So really important to take into account that the world around you is influencing you. And it does increase the stress. So if you already have an issue, right? Let's say you have anxiety. Well, those things are also bothering you. And then we personalize it, which is why we're working with the false heart and the brain and helping the gut brain to make the decisions that will reduce the stressor of thinking that you are, something's wrong with you when you have anxieties. Anxiety isn't an indicator that something's wrong with my mind or me as a person. It's the body going, hey, there's too much going on. Why don't you listen to your gut? It'll tell you what to do. Go lie down. Go on a vacation. Go drink some water, whatever it is. It's usually simple. It's not very complex. I mean, if you think that our, you know, now our lives are complex, you know, with cities and whatnot. But in the past, the complexity was weather, you know, seeking food and watching out for lions, tigers, and bears, right? And maybe in the north, you know, snow, and the south, drought, right? Or in the near the equator. So yeah, just think, it's good to get back to nature. Which brings me to something we didn't talk about last week, which is, you know, to ground. You can get a grounding mat, if you like, to help ground, because we want that chi to go down, but we also want it to rise up. So we're doing that today, but you can always ground. Little grounding mat is good. The other thing is to support antioxidization, walk on the ground. Super important, especially for us who are not going to be able to walk on the ground come snow time. Those of us who hit the snow, really good time to get our feet in the ground. You know, and for the winter, we can do the best by having a grounding mat. It's a really helpful set. And breathe, please. We're just going to start grounding, antioxidization. Link it up to last week's session. Bring last week's session to this session. Balancing the central nervous system to EMF. Linking up to all possible protections of EMF, even if you don't have any. Like everybody in Montreal can hook up to my Organite, you know, just even just the minute amounts that we can hook up to that transmuter of negative energy. And oh God, that feels really good. Wow. Despite all the Organite around me, that felt really good. I don't know if you saw that, but did you see my postural change? All of a sudden from the base of the spine, it just lifted up. So we'll do tensegrity. But in this case, we're not just going to do tensegrity of the musculature. That's great. Let's tap that in first. But tensegrity of the functioning of the gut brain, one. Tensegrity of the functioning of the heart brain to the heart itself. And tensegrity of the head brain, cerebellum, brainstem into the spinal column and all the way out to the peripheral nervous system. Okay, so that one's making me sweat. Whatever specific issues you have, think of them now. And we're going to bring in the three brains to focus on your specific issue. Make sure it's the one you want to work with. Think of it first before I start it. Think of what is the pressing issue you want to deal with right now. Okay, and if you got it, I'm just going to link up the three brains to your specific issues. I'm going to laugh now because I did the specific issue to my spine. And now with the burping, I realized, no, it should have been to chi to my energy flow, because I have pain, but it reduces my energy. So if anybody got a different reaction somewhere, just check and see, retap it to the new one. So I'm going to tap it to my kidneys and I'm tapping it to my energy levels. So if something shifted and you want to refocus, just do it again, especially now that we're in the group, we can really get that group energy, bringing it together. Well, thank you, and have a great week. We'll see you next week.